Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, on Friday, Eau Claire police released a video that they say has been shared on social media, raising concerns from residents. We'll have more in our opening segment. Also, ahead of next Saturday's International Overdose Awareness Day, we'll tell you about a Narcan training and opioid workshop the Eau Claire City County Health Department is putting on this Wednesday from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the community table. And also, we'll hear from Rita Demerit of Newaukee about the Avenues of Possibilities tour that made a stop in Eau Claire this past Thursday. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. This past Friday, the Eau Claire Police Department issued a press release indicating that recently a video has been shared on social media that's raised concerns from residents. With the press release, Eau Claire Public Information Officer Ben Hunt said they're releasing the totality of the body-worn camera footage associated with the event to present many factors which were not seen in the video that's been circulating on social media. In the press release, Hunt says in the early morning hours of July 27th, ECPD officers were called to Shenanigans in Lucky's Bar at 415 Water Street. The caller said they were a member of the bar staff and staff had taken an ID away from a person who was believed to be underage. The person had become aggressive and made threat towards staff and was refusing to leave the bar. Hunt says in the release that when officers arrived, they spoke to the staff outside. They said that a person had possibly used a passback ID, so a security member had asked the person to verify their identity. The idea that they took from the female patron was not hers, and it was believed that she was underage. Staff says the woman was with another woman, and they wanted both women removed from the bar. Staff told police that they threatened to shoot us and that they had threatened to have other people come to the bar. So in the Eau Claire Police Department press release issued Friday, they say officers were led to the back area of the bar and the women were pointed out. Police say as their officers were walking up, one of the women was involved in an argument with another patron and needed to be redirected by officers to prevent a further disturbance. Officers spoke to the pair and then directed them outside to discuss the incident. The police press release says as they were walking to the front of the building, one of the women repeatedly and deliberately went out of her way to aggressively collide with other patrons in the crowded bar. Once the two were outside, officers spoke with them for a period of minutes to try to understand what was going on. And during that time, the women expressed frustration and repeatedly used vulgar language toward officers. I've watched some of the video and see what they're talking about, and a lot of it we cannot bring you. It was determined the underage woman was going to be ordered in for criminal charges based on her behavior in the bar, as well as cited for ordinance violations. She was told she was not free to leave and needed to wait for the documentation to be completed. She continued to be upset but didn't stay with officers on the sidewalk in the 400 block of Water Street. The other woman was told that she was free to walk away. Now, during the time, officers on July 27th were in contact with the women. They were very loudly using vulgar and threatening language. This was on a busy sidewalk area, and many other people turned to look, visibly or audibly commenting on body camera, or began to film due to the disturbance the women were creating. Eau Claire police say there were multiple threats toward officers and bar staff captured on video. And here is some of what we can bring you.
She's upset because
she wants the ID back that she's using.
They already shot a black woman.
Did you just say you're going to smack me?
No, she just shot a black mom, dude.
Did you say you're going
to
smack me?
She's talking to a
black woman in Chicago. Right. You don't have to get in my face.
I don't care.
He's talking to her mom.
You don't have to get in my face.
You're going to jail.
I'm just not.
We wanted to make sure we didn't bring you any of the vulgar language, of which there was plenty, but nonetheless, I think you get the idea that at this point, police say after repeated attempts to defuse the situation and a warning that threats toward law enforcement is a crime, that the woman would be arrested. Officers approached the woman and told her that she was going to be arrested and taken to jail. They began to take her into custody, and she attempted to pull away and yelled for them not to touch her. As you heard, she resisted efforts to place her in handcuffs, and officers decentralized her to a prone position for the handcuffing. Now, the body camera footage released on Friday by Eau Claire Police shows this incident in detail, and the accompanying video has parts sped up to be concise and angles from multiple body cameras to show the clearest audio and video of what happened. The full-length video from the cameras of the officers involved is going to be posted to YouTube for anyone that feels more footage is necessary to process the incident. In conclusion, Ben Hunt, the Eau Claire Police Department Public Information Officer, says their officers hold the safety and rights of residents in the highest regard. He says that we understand the present concern. He says this incident from July 27th is being thoroughly reviewed, and Eau Claire Police will remain transparent as they examine the totality of events. Our opening segment on tonight's Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO. Meanwhile, in our second story, this coming Saturday, August 31st, is International Overdose Awareness Day. And with that in mind, the City County Health Department is offering a free Narcan training this Wednesday, August 28th, at the community table in Eau Claire. I spoke this week with the City County Health Department's Sarah Dillivan Pospisil, who's a public health specialist.
Yeah, so we are hosting a community workshop. All community members are invited to our What Do You Know About Opioids? We just wanted to be able to create space for community members to have a better understanding of what opioid use looks like within our community, the impacts, and how to be able to respond. So we'll be starting off by sharing a little bit about local data for Eau Claire County in terms of opioid use, looking at how many fatal, non-fatal overdoses are happening within the community, and then move on to talk about what are opioids when we're talking about prescription opioid medicines, talking about heroin, fentanyl, and then what tools are currently available within the community. So sharing about Narcan, which is a medicine that's used to reverse an opioid overdose, where community members can get that for free or for purchase. And then also share information on fentanyl and fentanyl test strips. Again, where are those locations that people can get those tools within the community? We will have those for free at the workshop next Wednesday for any community members that attend, along with medication lock boxes and lock bags. We do encourage community members to safely store medications that they currently have at home, especially if they have any sort of prescription opioid medicine at home.
Again, communities in Eau Claire County and around the world are coming together this Saturday to remember the loved ones that we've lost to overdose and acknowledge the grief of the family and friends left behind. August 31st each year is recognized as International Overdose Awareness Day, which Dillivan Pospisil says seeks to create a better understanding of overdose, reduce the stigma of drug-related deaths, and reduce the harms associated with drug use.
Just wanted to kind of showcase some of the things that we're currently doing in partnership with other organizations, and really to recognize International Overdose Awareness Day, to recognize the individuals within our community who have lost their lives to a drug overdose, to recognize the grief that the family members are experiencing, and then also sharing what are some resources that we can provide out to community members to say that overdose deaths can be prevented if community members know how to respond and have the right tools at the right time.
U.S. overdose rates have risen in recent years. In 2022, there were 1,464 opioid-related deaths in the state, according to the State Department of Health Services data. Dillivan Pospisil says overdose has also deeply impacted the Eau Claire County community in recent years.
Since 2018, we unfortunately have lost 100 community members to a drug overdose. Most of them have been related specifically to opioids, fentanyl in specific. And so we know that there is this medicine available that can reverse those opioid overdoses. So the more community members that have access to these tools, we know that we can save more lives within our community.
In fact, Dillivan Pospisil talks with us more in depth about some of the ways you can help prevent an overdose.
Yeah, so one of the things last year in partnership with Eau Claire County Sheriff's Office, so June of 2023, we were able to install a refurbished vending machine in the jail lobby that now dispenses Narcan and fentanyl test strips. So one of the reasons that the jail lobby was selected is we wanted to be able to get these tools out to community members outside of traditional business hours. So the jail lobby is open 24/7. So since that time of last year, between June and then this past July, we have been able to dispense over 1,000 boxes of Narcan nasal spray and over 2,600 fentanyl test strips. So we just want to let community members know that this is another option available within the community if they are looking for Narcan fentanyl test strips, along with additional resources that are currently available within the community. So we also have some resource guides available over there as well.
Dillivan Pospisil says,
another option that we have right now is if any community member is looking for any medication lock boxes or lock bags, if they currently have any medications at home, community members can stop by the front desk of the health department to pick up a medication lock box or lock bag. We really just want to encourage all community members to lock up their medications so that other children, other pets, or other people in the home don't accidentally get into that medication, which could lead to an overdose or accidental poisoning.
According to Dillivan Pospisil,
another option that we have available is just kind of to showcase what options are available to safely dispose of medications when you no longer need them or they are expired. So in Eau Claire County, we do have 11 locations where community members can safely dispose of their medication when they no longer need them. So some of those locations include, there's a box over at Hy-Vee, at Marshfield Clinic Medical Center, Mayo Clinic Health System, as well as within our government center. We were able, in partnership with the Eau Claire County Sheriff's Office, we just installed a medication drop box in the lobby next to that vending machine that dispenses Narcan and fentanyl test strips. And then you can also go and dispose of any sort of medication that you no longer need.
Dillivan Pospisil says,
in Eau Claire County, we also have different support and treatment options that are available for someone who is looking for those services within the community. So we do have a link to a resource guide that we have available that just kind of lists out what's available for peer services, what's available for some inpatient treatment, what are some online supports that are currently available.
And finally, Dillivan Pospisil says,
if community members are looking for a support program, maybe someone is supporting an individual with a substance or opioid use disorder, and they're looking for a support program for themselves, we have a link on over to At The Roots, which is a peer services agency within Eau Claire County that is providing a family support program for individuals that are interested.
Again, Dillivan Pospisil says community members can help prevent fatal overdoses by getting trained this Wednesday night to administer Narcan, a medication that can reverse an opioid overdose. You are invited to this free Narcan training and opioid workshop this Wednesday night from 5:30 to 7 at the community table at 320 Putnam Street in Eau Claire. At the workshop, you'll learn about opioids, about fentanyl and fentanyl test strips, how to respond to an overdose, how to safely store opioid medication, and how to use Narcan nasal spray. The workshop is free and open to all. However, Dillivan Pospisil says they are encouraging you to register, and there's three different ways you can do that. One of those is to go to bit.ly/opioidworkshopaug2024. That's bit.ly/opioidworkshopaug2024. Secondly, you can register by going to echealthalliance.org. That's echealthalliance.org and clicking on news. And you'll see information about the free opioid overdose prevention workshop this Wednesday, 5:30 to 7 at the community table at 320 Putnam Street in Eau Claire. That's one way you can register there. And thirdly, go to the Eau Claire City County Health Department Facebook page. And finally, Milwaukee's Avenues of Possibilities Tour made its fourth of six Wisconsin stops in Eau Claire Thursday night with the goal to
gather neighbors in these different cities to join with each other, come up with new visions for the community, what they want to see to make their the place they live a better place for them and their neighbors.
Milwaukee's Rita DeMerritt explains more about the organization behind Thursday night's event at Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar in Eau Claire.
Milwaukee is an engagement agency. We work with companies across the Milwaukee, the state, the country, to help them engage with their target customers. We help them define their brands. We help them reach new audiences through unique inspiring engagement opportunities.
I asked Demerit,
what are you hearing so far?
We're hearing a lot. People have a lot of ideas around, specifically around transportation, making their roads better, making their communities safer to walk, bike, and drive, making their communities more accessible and connected. So people have easier access to jobs, easier access to the cultural amenities in their cities, and just making it more of an attractive place for them to want to live, and businesses and new people to want to come to them.
And Demerit says Thursday night in Eau Claire, they were hoping to...
Yeah, we're hoping to educate people on what could be done in their communities, empower them to have grand visions and learn how to advocate for the ideas they have, whether they're large or small, whether they can do them themselves, or if not, how they can get them done through the city's processes.
That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. Again, recapping, we began by diving deeper into the press release issued Friday afternoon from the Eau Claire Police Department regarding a video that's been shared on social media recently, raising concerns from some events that took place on Water Street in Eau Claire on this past July 27th. We gave you some of the audio from the video they released as well. Meanwhile, also, we heard from Sarah Dillivan-Pospisil, the public health specialist with the Eau Claire City County Health Department, about this Wednesday night's free Narcan training and opioid workshop at the community table at 5:30 until 7. You're encouraged to register. Again, that taking place ahead of International Overdose Awareness Day this coming Saturday. And finally, we heard from Rita Demerit of Milwaukee as they held their fourth of six gatherings around the state, looking to hear from folks about what they'd like to see when it comes to transportation and ways to improve our various communities in the great state of Wisconsin. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.